Well, there's also major political news from Great Britain today. Prime Minister Theresa May will resign on June 7th after failing to deliver Brexit, the UK's departure from the European Union. And joining us now from Westminster in London is Labour MP David Lammy. Welcome back to Here and Now.
It's great to be back. Thanks so much for having me on.
So Theresa May's resignation, this is something that you wanted to see. What's your reaction now that it's going to happen?
Look, I don't think anybody in Westminster in any political party is surprised that Theresa May has finally fallen on her sword and has quit as Prime Minister. And that's because in the end, she was asked to deliver the undeliverable. Mm-hmm. And the parliamentary maths, what I mean by that is, you might remember, she called a general election. She almost lost that general election. And in a sense, the mood and the numbers in Parliament changed for being able to get a deal through, or certainly the sort of deal that some of her more hard right backbenchers wanted. And so for all of those reasons, of course, she's finally gone, because she's run out of steam, run out of ideas to deliver this Brexit.
And are you worried that she's going to be replaced by somebody who's a much more hardcore Brexiteer, and that's Boris Johnson?
Well, look, the way I explain this is, for those that wanted to remain, that was very clear. For those that voted leave, that was far less clear. It needed a deal to emerge to determine what kind of leave you meant. And at the moment, there are still four or five versions of leave. The problem in Parliament is there is no consensus for that one version. Unfortunately, whilst this has all happened, the Conservative base has moved further and further to the right. That many members now want no deal. They want to crash out with no deal at all with the European Union. It's a bit like a Tea Party takeover of the Conservative Party. And I'm afraid none of us in Parliament who don't ascribe to that view are going to vote for it. I think that Boris Johnson will probably emerge as the new leader of the Conservatives and therefore Prime Minister. He will struggle because he will not have his own democratic mandate. He will not have had a general election that has given him that job. And he will tack to the right and still not be able to deliver it with the arithmetic in Parliament.
So then what does your party, the Labour Party, do? Or what do people like you, because your party is divided on the issue of Brexit, but what do people like you who don't want Britain to leave the European Union do now?
I think that there are two things that we should keep uppermost in our mind. The first is that I think now we will be heading down towards the end of October, this cliff edge when we leave the European Union, and the new Prime Minister, emboldened by some kind of alliance, frankly, with Nigel Farage, of course, and the Brexit Party, who are likely to do very well in the coming days in the European elections, will want to push for no deal. Parliament will do everything it can to stop no deal. I think this will come down to the wire. But the truth is, those of us who've been campaigning for a confirmatory vote, somehow some second referendum, I think will get our will, because it's the only way that you can get legitimacy to act. So I think in the 11th hour, we will see a second referendum emerge, or indeed that we simply revoke Article 50, because it is simply too frightening, too challenging to the global community and our domestic economy here in the UK to crash it. And crash out without a deal.
You think that'll happen, what, October 30th to 29th? The day before, because 31st, well, Halloween is the new Brexit day.
Yes, absolutely. And it's going to be a serious Halloween here in the UK. We are going to have 24 hours that are going to be incredibly nerve-wracking. But I do believe that if Europe doesn't blink, and I'm not sure Europe are going to take well to Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage running the show in the UK, then I'm afraid we are going to have to blink. And I cannot believe, ultimately, that this great nation is about to self-sabotage its own domestic economy.
Do you think that this whole experience has damaged Great Britain's standing in the world?
Clearly, you would have to go back to Suez to see a standing in the world that is as low as our standing is now. I think that the perception across the world was that we were level-headed, that we had a mature democracy that could find consensus. All of those things could be trashed and have been trashed. And indeed, it appears that we're not even putting the economy before cultural issues like immigration. That is incredibly wrong-headed. When countries choose that direction, most of the world describe that country as a sort of basket case. So I'm very, very sad at Britain's diminished strength on the global scene. And clearly, the buffoon-like behaviour of Boris Johnson is set to make things even worse in the coming days. So I've never, ever seen anything like this politically in this country. No one could have predicted this in the days of Tony Blair or David Cameron, but here we are.
That's David Lammy, a Labour Party member of the British Parliament. Thanks as always for speaking with us.
Thank you.